Blessed be God, who enables us through the Holy Spirit to praise his holy name. Let us therefore bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit by proclaiming, Blessed be God forever. With this podcast, we gather to listen to God's holy word. In order to prepare our hearts for this task, we begin by acknowledging our sins and saying the following act of contrition. O my God, I repent with my whole heart of all of my sins. I detest them, for it is by them that I deserve the loss of heaven and all the sufferings of hell. But it is also by them that most of all I have offended you, infinite goodness. And it is because of this I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, a grace that I ask you to grant me now and always, that I will do what penance I can, and desire to rather die than offend you again. Amen. O Lord, be in our hearts, and on our lips, and shown in our lives, so that we may proclaim and know the word of the Lord, in the name of your Son Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the first book of Chronicles. David assembled all Israel in Jerusalem to bring the Ark of the Lord to the place which he had prepared for it. David also called together the sons of Aaron and the Levites. The Levites bore the Ark of God on their shoulders with poles, as Moses had ordained according to the word of the Lord. David commanded the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their kinsmen as chanters, to play on musical instruments, harps, lyres, and cymbals, to make a loud sound of rejoicing. They brought in the Ark of God and set it within the tent, which David had pitched for it. Then they offered up burnt offerings and peace offerings to God. When David had finished offering up the burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. The Word of the Lord. Lord, go up to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your holiness. Lord, go up to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your holiness. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrath. We found it in the fields of Jaar. Let us enter his dwelling. Let us worship at his footstool. Lord, go up to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your holiness. May your priests be clothed with justice. Let your faithful ones shout merrily for joy. For the sake of David, your servant, reject not the plea of your anointed. Lord, go up to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your holiness. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He prefers her to his dwelling. Zion is my resting place forever. In her will I dwell, for I prefer her. Lord, go up to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your holiness. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, when that which is mortal clothes itself in immortality, then the word that is written shall come about. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and observe it. Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breast at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. Tonight is the vigil of the Assumption of Mary. In most parts of the world, this is the beginning of a holy day of obligation. Sadly, in the United States, because of the laissez-faire attitude most Catholics have about the faith, because it's tied to a Sunday, the Church, in her motherly and pastoral capacity, takes pity on her children and does not require them to observe today as they ought. And a lot of it has to do with the simple fact that most people don't understand the importance of the Assumption of Mary as to how it relates to them. And a lot of it is because they don't really understand what this day is meant for us to reflect upon, contemplate, and fully perceive and understand. We have many of our Protestant brothers and sisters that run around talking about a rapture before the second coming of Christ, who will turn around and at the same time scoff at Mary's rapture, or assumption if we get the proper church jargon involved. They'll say, why is Mary carried up into heaven and raised from the dead and not everybody? Well, if you look in the Old Testament, there was a guy by the name of Enoch who in Genesis chapter 5 walked with God and was not, for God took him. Later in the book of Kings, I believe it's the first book of Kings, Elijah the prophet is carried up to heaven in a chariot of fire. Nobody questions that. Nobody gets excited and loses sleep over somebody like Elijah going up into heaven. But those are two individuals that we know did. We also know from reading in the book of Revelation about the 11th chapter that there were two people who had died. They were martyred, the two witnesses that are talked about, that when they died, people celebrated it worldwide, and then they were raised and assumed into heaven, raptured. And nobody questions that either. But today, we as a church celebrate a very unique day in our calendar year. A holy day of obligation in most cases. A solemnity, a feast that had been celebrated by the Eastern Rites of the Church since the 6th century and also to a degree in Rome since the 7th. But by 1950, under Pope Pius XII, became solemnly defined as a dogma for the Church, and therefore part of the deposit of faith received from the apostles, that at some point in time, Mary was received up into heaven, body and soul. She was able to experience the resurrection of her son like you and I will one day. And she was called up into glory to forever live in the heavenly realm of some sort and experience the heavenly glory as queen of heaven and earth. And this is because she was conceived immaculately. She was preserved from sin throughout her life and shared with the passion of Christ in a very unique way that only a mother could experience through her child. And she is seen to be the Ark of the Covenant. For 9 months, the Word was incarnate and dwelt among us in her womb. That is why we get in the first reading a reading about the Ark of the Covenant and the plans to have that Ark brought within the tent of the Lord, or the tabernacle of the Lord, in the city of Jerusalem. And we see this magnificent event being celebrated, foreshadowing the day in which Mary, as the Ark, would also be brought into the tabernacle of God in heaven and forever be there as a sign of our future resurrection and rapture with Him. The responsorial psalm talks about how we go up to the place where God dwells, where He has His rest, with the Ark of His holiness. And it reminds us of why Mary is so important as an individual in the Catholic faith. It's not because she was so fabulous and so unique that she stands alone apart from God and anyone else that we have to celebrate her as if she was a deity herself, because even she will tell you she was not. But it's because she is the Ark, the instrument of His incarnation, of His becoming man and dwelling among us. And we are reminded today of the future glory of each one of us, for we too will, as Paul put it, put off our mortal clothes and put on immortal ones. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? You see, the power of sin should not be something that dominates us. We should be like Mary, able to live better. And that's why in tonight's gospel reading, we are pointed away from Mary to reflect on how you and I can participate in the greatness of God's glory by being people who not only hear the gospel preached, not only hear the word of the Lord, not only have good Bibles and good Bible education, but we actually observe, practice, do, live it. Because that's really what today is all about. That's really what any devotion to Mary and any of the saints is really supposed to direct us to. Not to the greatness of that individual or that person, but to how they teach us how to become the kind of individuals that can walk on streets with gold, just as Mary now does. We who have listened to your word and pondered its meaning now turn to you to declare our faith in response by saying, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. At the invitation of Christ, we come, dear Father, to await before your throne. We stand here not in our own righteousness, but we are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, your Son. As a result, we who have received your grace and our hearts, which are warmed by your Holy Spirit, now are inclined to praise you and say, Blessed are you, Lord, our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, God supreme, who extends loving kindness and is master of all, who remembers the gracious deeds of our forefathers, and who has brought a Redeemer with love to their children's children for his name's sake. King, Helper, Savior, and Protector, blessed are you, Lord, Protector of Abraham. Your might is eternal, O Lord, who revives the dead, powerful in saving, who sustains the living with loving kindness, who revives the dead with great mercy, who supports the fallen, heals the sick, frees the captive, and keeps faith with the dead. Who is like you, Almighty, and who resembles you, O King, who can bring death and give life, and make salvation blossom forth? And faithful are you to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who makes the dead live. You are holy, and your name is holy, and those who are holy shall praise you every day. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You grant knowledge to man and teach understanding to humans. From your own self, favor us with knowledge, understanding, and sense. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of knowledge. Return us, our Father, to your word, and draw us closer, our King, to your worship, and bring us back before you in complete repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Forgive us, our Father, for we have sinned. Pardon us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a pardoner and forgiver. Blessed are you, Lord, the gracious one who forgives abundantly. Look upon us in our suffering and fight our struggles. Redeem us speedily for your name's sake, for you are a mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. For you are our glory. Send complete healing for our every illness. For you, Divine King, are the faithful, merciful Physician. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless this year for us, O Lord our God, and all its varied produce, that it be for good. Provide blessing on the face of the earth. Satisfy us with your goodness, and bless this year like the good years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar to proclaim our freedom. Lift up a banner for the ingathering of our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers together the dispersed of his people Israel. Restore our judges as at the first, and our counselors as in the beginning, removing from us sorrow and sighing. Rule over us, you alone, O Lord, with kindness and mercy, and vindicate us in the judgment. Blessed are you, Lord, King who loves righteousness and judgment. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of his glorious majesty, forever and ever. On the righteous and the saintly, on the elders of your people, the house of Israel, and on their surviving scholars, on the true proselyte, and on ourselves, let your compassion flow, O Lord our God. Grant a good reward to all who sincerely trust in your name. Place our lot with them forever, and let us not be ashamed. For in you do we trust. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. To Jerusalem, your city, return with compassion, and dwell within it as you promised. Rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting structure, and speedily establish in its midst the throne of David. Blessed are you, Lord, builder of Jerusalem. Concerning the offspring of your servant David, Jesus Christ, quickly cause him to flourish, and lift up his power by your deliverance. For your deliverance we constantly hope. Blessed are you, Lord, who makes the glory of deliverance to flourish. Hear our voice, O Lord, our God. Show compassion and mercy to us. Accept our prayers with mercy and favor, for you are a God who hears prayers and supplications. And from your presence, O God, turn us not away empty. For you hear the prayer of your people Israel with compassion. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Favorably receive, O Lord our God, your people Israel and their prayer. Restore the worship to your temple in Zion. Receive with love and favor the offerings of Israel and their prayer. And may the worship of your people Israel always be favorably received by you. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We give thanks unto you, who are the Lord our God, and God of our fathers for all eternity. You are the strength of our lives, the shield of our deliverance. In every generation we shall thank you and declare your praise, for our lives that are entrusted into your hand, and for our souls that are in your care, and for your miracles that are daily with us, and for your wondrous deeds and goodness that occur at all times, evening, morning, and noon. You are the benevolent one, for your mercies are never ended. The compassionate one, for your deeds of kindness do not stop. Always have we placed our hope in you. For all this, O our King, may your name be always blessed and exalted forever and ever. All the living will forever thank you and praise your name in truth. O God, our eternal salvation and help. Blessed are you, Lord, whose name is goodness, it is pleasing to give thanks to you. Establish peace, well-being, blessing, grace, loving-kindness, and mercy upon us, and upon all Israel, your people. Bless us, our Father, all of us as one, by the light of your presence. For by the light of your presence have you given us, O Lord, our God, a Torah of life, love of kindness, justice, blessing, compassion, life, and peace. And it is good in your sight to bless your people Israel at all times and in every hour with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceit. Let my soul be silent to them that curse me. Yes, let my soul be like dust unto all. Open my heart to your word, and let my soul pursue your commandments. And all who think evil against me quickly annul their designs and frustrate their intentions. May it be your will, O Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, that no person be jealous of me, nor I of others, that I not become angry, and that I not anger you. Save me from the evil inclination, and place humility in my heart. Do it for the sake of your name, and for the sake of your might, for the sake of your holiness, for the sake of your word, in order that your loved ones may be saved. Save me through your might and answer my prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my strength and my Redeemer. May he who makes peace in the heavens make peace for us and for all Israel, and say, Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Let us go in peace and glorify the Lord with how we live among others. Thanks be to God.